Will you bow your heads with me as we seek the Lord today? Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you now because we want to hear your voice, not mine. We come before you now, Lord, because you have promised that you're still speaking. So, Lord, may our ears be open, and may you be glorified today. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, there are certain things that we love to hear. I have had the privilege of being in the delivery room when both of my children were born. And even though I was present in the room, I tried to see as little as possible on that day. So when my children came into the world, I didn't watch that part. But I waited, and I held my breath until I heard that first cry. Because it's that first cry that tells you everything's good, everything's okay. So I waited to hear that cry. We want to hear that baby's first cry. We love to hear it. Now, the baby's 100th cry that comes about a month later at 3 a.m. That one, not as much fun. We want to hear certain things at certain times in our lives. There are gals who wait to hear those precious earth-stopping words, "Will you marry me?" And girls wait to hear those words, and of course, after those words are spoken, the guys are then waiting. They don't have to wait as long, though, just a few moments, and then hopefully they hear, "Yes, I will." We want to hear these things. When you say to the one that you love, "I love you," what do you want to hear in return? You want to hear it back, right? "I love you too." We want to hear things at certain times. Well, there was one night that Jeanette and I, when we were married, it was a long day, and we were getting ready to go to bed, to go to sleep. And we were chatting before saying our final good nights, and I was talking. And I must have been talking for too long. It was shocking, I know. But after finishing, I kind of leaned in, and to end the day, I said to my bride, "I love you." And she sleepily replied, "Sounds good." Which is, nothing wrong with that. It's just not what I was expecting. What we hear and when we hear can make a difference in our lives. What have you heard this Christmas season? What sounds have you been hearing? Have you heard stressed parents out there shopping for that good deal, one more present on the list? Or have you heard whiny children crying for that one more toy? "I need that. My life won't be complete without." Or have you been bombarded with TV ad after TV ad to buy more stuff? Or is that busy list of things to do just screaming in your mind every day? What have you been hearing at Christmas time? What have we been listening to this Christmas season? Or have we taken time to listen at all? Well, last couple weeks ago, we looked at Matthew's version of the birth story, and we noticed how seeing was such a key theme for Matthew. Well, this week, we're going to look into Luke's gospel story. If you've got your Bibles, open them up, or sit by somebody who does. We're going to be looking closely into Luke's stories, the beginning of Luke, and we're going to discover how Luke, different from Matthew, is going to focus the reader on another sense that God has given us. So let's listen for the sounds of Luke's birth narrative. And Luke is the one who has chosen to give us several birth announcements by the angel. So let's go to Luke chapter 1, and we see our first announcement from this angel. Luke chapter 1 and verse 13 is where we'll begin. says, but the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. Before the announcement of Jesus, we find the angel Gabriel coming and talking to Zacharias, who was a priest. Can you imagine, just for a moment, what it was like to be Gabriel? Think about what it's like when you have good news to tell somebody, and how you're just almost walking on air because you're so excited to tell that person what's coming. Think about how Gabriel felt. Imagine back to that time when you were pregnant and you got to tell somebody and you were so excited to share the good news. Well, Gabriel, of all the angels in heaven, he's the one who gets to come down and bring this great news. What prophets had longed to see is about to happen. John the Baptist would be born and prepare the way for the Messiah. I imagine that Gabriel was thrilled to make this announcement. I see him just busting at the seams to declare this news. But then he shares this news, and Zacharias kind of isn't sure, kind of questions. And so this theme of hearing continues. In verse 19, we find the silence of Zechariah. Verse 19, but the angel answered and said to him, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings. Do you hear all the hearing words there? But behold, you will be mute and not be able to speak until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time. Did you notice all those hearing words in there? Words and speak. So Gabriel gives Zacharias some time to be quiet. Now, do you remember Zacharias' job? What was he? He was a priest. Yeah, this was like an Old Testament preacher. Now, can you imagine how hard it would be for a preacher to not be able to talk for months? I mean, I get chills and cold sweats just thinking about it. Terrifying. But God gave this priest time to be still, time to listen. Psalm 46, verse 10 says, be still and know that I am God. Are we taking time through the hustle and the bustle of the holiday season to listen to God? Will we be quiet like Zechariah? Well, let's follow this story along. We'll go down to Luke chapter 1, verse 63, and we finally find him able to speak again. Luke chapter 1 and verse 63. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, saying, his name is John. So they all marveled, and immediately his mouth was opened, and his tongue was loosed, and he spoke, praising God. Zacharias can finally speak after his baby is born. John is there, and he gives him the name John, but he only is able to speak after he fulfills Gabriel's instruction to name him John. How important is it for us as well that our speech fulfill God's wishes and plans? And then what do we hear from this mute man who's finally able to find his tongue? The Bible says that we hear praises from him. Zechariah prophesies, and we get to hear his song, and you can see it there in your Bibles, this song of Zechariah. Listen to him. Once he can talk, who is the focus? There in verse 68, he begins and says, blessed is the Lord God of Israel. Why? Because he has visited and he has redeemed. God is the main actor, the main subject of this song. The Lord visits, he redeems, he raises a horn, he saves. In verse 70, says that he speaks with his mouth to the holy prophets, that we should be saved from our enemies. Verse 72 and 73, we hear about his mercy, called to remember the holy covenant and the oath which he swore to his father Abraham. All these things Zechariah says, it's all the way to verse 76 before Zechariah even mentions the baby. Have you ever noticed that? Think of this. Imagine not being able to talk for months. Finally, you can talk again. Your child is born. And what would you say? What would be the first things to come out of your mouth? For this proud daddy, it's praises to God. But what about us? What is the first thing out of our mouth? The first thing in the morning? Or the last thing at night? Luke includes so many sounds of praise in his gospel that Matthew leaves out. I want to make sure we hear them today. We find another birth announcement that takes place in Luke chapter 1. Turn back to verse 30. We saw the priest praising God. Let's find someone else with another birth announcement. Luke chapter 1 and verse 30. The same angel, different person now. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus." We get to see this touching scene in the Bible, this quiet scene. And Gabriel comes now telling Mary the greatest news. This angel shares the most unbelievable news. You are going to have a baby, he tells Mary. And if Gabriel was pumped up to tell about the birth of John, just imagine how he felt when he was coming to tell Mary what was in store for her. I wonder if Gabriel's excitement was anything like my daughter Johanna. My little girl Johanna, I love her to pieces. She's so special. She cannot keep a secret to save her life. She can't. And I love that about her. She just gets so excited and she just has to say it. This past summer, Ethan had been visiting Grandma and Grandpa over in Iowa. And while he was gone for that week, we'd actually gotten some new furniture and put it downstairs. So we thought, well, let's not tell him. Let's surprise him with it. So our plan was, as soon as he got home, that we would walk him down the steps and we'd get to see his reaction as he walked into the downstairs living room and, oh, all this new furniture. So he arrived home and we were all walking him down the steps. On the way down the steps, Johanna says, "Go downstairs, Ethan. It's a surprise. New furniture. Oops." She told me later, "Daddy, it just flew out of my brain." I think Gabriel was that excited to tell the news to Mary. And then Luke makes sure that we hear Mary too. Listen to what this soon-to-be mother says after hearing the news. What is her focus? Luke chapter 1, verse 46, she begins and says, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior." What is her focus? Look and see who the main actor is in Mary's song now. Listen. "For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant." Verse 49, "For he is mighty. He was mighty, has done great things for me. Holy is his name." Verse 50, "And his mercy is on those who fear him. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones, exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things." Verse 54, "He has helped his servant Israel, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, to his seed." Who's the focus of Mary? Her focus is like Zechariah's focus. Her focus is on God. The Lord is the main focus there. even though this lady has been chosen to be the mother of the most special baby ever on the planet, Mary is humble and she focuses the hearer on God. So in this Christmas season, are we praising God for what he's done? What sounds are we making this Christmas season? Do we find ourselves complaining about the weather? Complaining about the busy schedules? All there is to do, there's not enough time in the day. Or will people hear a note of praise? A note of joy in our speech this Christmas season? And now in Luke, we find our third angel announcement. We've seen two already. Now we get to hear the third one. The baby is here. Now, in my adult life, I spend a lot of time on the phone through the years. As a pastor, I make calls and receive calls all the time. My previous job as a radio DJ, I got to play music, but I also got to answer the phone for the listeners, got to talk to them. So I've been on the phone a lot in my life. But there are certain phone calls that I will never forget. The time calling my parents to tell them that I was the father of a healthy baby boy. And then years later, after being up all night through this ordeal of finally getting down to Florida, and then being there in the room when my daughter, Johanna, was born. You never forget those announcements. Such a thrill. And I think about my excitement on those days, and I think the angels must have been so excited. So let's listen again to Luke's gospel, to more sounds of announcing the good news. The angels praising God on high. Luke chapter 2 and verse 10, the shepherds are out in the fields. And I'm guessing when you're a shepherd out in the field that the time goes by kind of slow. If you've never spent time with sheep, they're not that exciting of an animal to hang out with. Their only excitement would be if a wolf came along, or a bear, or a lion. So when an angel appears in the middle of the night, you don't forget that. Luke chapter 2, verse 10. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." The angel comes and he says, "I bring you good tidings of great joy." Now, there are a lot of differences between Matthew's gospel and Luke's gospel as far as the birth narrative. But one of the great similarities is Jesus is in both, and the other one is you find great joy in both. Right here it said, "I bring you good tidings of great joy." And we found that same word, mega joy, in Matthew, with the wise men. There's great joy when we hear the greatest announcement, the greatest baby announcement ever. And then in verse 13, the other angels join in. They can't hold back any longer. Verse 13, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.'" They can't contain themselves anymore. They have to say it, what they'd been longing to say for so many years. And then again, we get to hear the shepherd's reaction. They don't just leave. They say, "Let us go and see what the Lord has told us." We get to hear their words. But what will our reaction be when God shares with us this great news of great joy? Luke chapter 2, verse 17 says, "Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying that was told them concerning the child." After they go into Bethlehem, after they find him, the thought in their brain as they leave is, "We gotta tell others." Just like my little girl Johanna with the secret, the shepherds can't hold it in. They made the news widely known. They are telling everybody they run into. They're probably knocking on doors, saying, "What are you doing sleeping?" We have to tell you what we've seen and what we've heard. Now we find more reaction. Listen to the sounds from Luke. Luke chapter 2, verse 18. "And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them." Did you hear all those sounds that were in the verse? The shepherds are telling, and all those who heard it marveled, and they were told, and they're glorifying and they're praising that they heard it and it was told them. Luke doesn't want you to miss the sound. He wants you to hear what they heard. And there's one more sound in these verses. Did you hear it? Let me read it again, because it's a very, very quiet sound. Verse 19. "But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart." It's a crucial sound. It's almost silent. You can barely hear it in the verse where he says, "Mary pondered." Mary says, With all this stuff going on, angels crying forth, shepherds rejoicing, a priest who's praising God, all these things happening at the beginning of Luke's gospel. And yet perhaps the most important sound is a mother who says, and ponders. As she thinks, what does all this mean? What will we hear at Christmas time? In the loud din that Christmas can become, will we allow ourselves time to ponder? Give yourself this Christmas time to say, and ponder along with Mary of this baby who is both God and man. And let us listen for others who may be hearing the story for the first time and who are also saying, Let's listen for them as well. What will we hear this Christmas season? Will we just hear that fussy baby crying in the church? Or will that precious child's cry remind us that our God and Savior once cried in a manger? Do you just hear a preacher pontificating up in the pulpit? Or will we remember that an angel came down to give us good news and tidings of great joy? Are we listening at Christmas time? The question came to me, as it had the day before, and as it had the day before that. "Daddy, can we listen to Mary, Did You Know?" I replied, "Again?" Which brought forth the customary answer from a young daughter to her daddy, "Please?" And who can resist that face, let me tell you, let me ask. So, of course, we listened to Mary, Did You Know? Now, I have nothing against Mary, Did You Know? It's a beautiful song. It's a powerful song. And I love to hear my girl Johanna sing it. But on October 17, it just seemed a little early to me. But I love the songs of the season. I love the Christmas carols that we sung today. And I love the little kiddie Christmas tunes as well. But do we just hear children singing Christmas songs this time of year? Or will those voices remind us that angels came down to tell us that we have reason to sing? And will those songs that we sing remind us that God came down and gave all of us reason to sing in our lives? Those songs, those amazing songs of a newborn king, of a Savior born in a manger, Those songs are so old, and yet they still ring true. They still stir the heart today like they stirred the hearts of the shepherds in the fields. If we take time to listen, if we take time to ponder. Because what we hear this Christmas will make a difference in how we live in the new year. So may our songs of hope, may we hear them once again. May we hear the good news once again this Christmas time. And then may our praise, may our songs of great joy tell others so that they may hear, so that they may know that the King Jesus has come. He's come to save. And then may we tell them that he's coming again soon. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much that in your word you've told us to see, to look, and to behold your glory in the birth story. And Lord, in your word you've told us not just to see it, but to hear it and to take time to listen. So I pray, Lord, that your still small voice will be heard this Christmas season. And I pray, Lord, that the songs that we sing, that the words from your Bible will impact our hearts, change who we are, that we might go forth in this new year and tell others of an amazing King, not born in a palace, not born to riches, but humbly born in a manger, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give us all second birth. Lord, help us to hear it, help us to know it, and help us to declare it. For we pray in Jesus' name, amen.